Worthy is the Lord. Hallelujah. We are blessed to know him. We are so thankful to you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for us. You are truly holy. You are the only living God. There is none other before you and none other after you. You are the real deal. And one day, we are all going to see you face to face. We're going to fall on our faces. We're going to be undone by your goodness and your glory. And these things in the earth that seem to hold us back or try to trip us up will not have a hold on us. Someday. And what a glorious day that will be. See, we're just here temporarily. This is just a vapor, a mist. As you age, you know time goes by faster and faster and faster. I was just talking to my mom today, and she's like, where did the summer go? You know, and she travels, and she's like, I'm home, but I'm leaving. And time goes by so fast, and yes, it does. I'm going to tell you something. The stuff we worry about oftentimes is stuff from the enemy to keep us from focusing on the goodness of God. In the goodness of God is when we're changed. It's when we align ourselves and our thinking with what he has spoken and released. There's just alignment, and it is. And God's ways are higher than ours. And oftentimes we try to do the right thing. We, you know, I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to commit to reading the word so many hours a day. And those are all good things. And I'm not saying don't do those things. But sometimes when you catch it by the Spirit, when the Lord gives you an idea, or the Holy Spirit gives you an idea, or a way, or a path to follow down, when you say yes to that, oftentimes we don't know what it really means. You know, he might just show you a vision of like, oh, go here, and you go, and then it's like, full of the goodness, full of the big old grapes, and the milk, and the honey, and all the stuff that's really good. But sometimes it's like, was that you, Lord? Well, what do we do in times like that when we think it's the Holy Spirit, but we're just not sure? Well, we ask him. We test the spirits. Lord, was that you? I'm not so sure. Confirm it 3 more times, and he will. See, God is so gentle and kind. If we would get the revelation of his goodness, the stuff that we carry would just fall off. There comes a place in our walk in him where we realize how good he is. On a good day or a bad day, he's still really good. He's perfect, as a matter of fact. And he has our best interest at heart. He loves us more than we love ourselves, because he is love. Meditate on that for a day. Whoa! I felt when I released that. He is love. Some of us have not been loved. Some of us grew up in some tough situations, and so we filter what God might be like or his personality through our flesh. And our ways of thinking. Tonight, I release the veil of deception. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Get out. I break the hold it had on you. I cut it to the cord. I cut it and put the blood of the Lamb over that area and command healing and cleansing to come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There, see, this isn't hard for the Lord because he made perfection. For us, we're made in his image. We're perfect. The stuff that we're carrying is the junk of the flesh, and we can let that go. He gave us the cross, the way to truth. Release it at the cross. Lay it down. When it tries to pick itself up or come out of the grave, command it back down. See, we have the authority to release life and death by the words we speak. And I'm telling you, we're in a season right now, friends, where if you can get this, you're going. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tell you it again. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The enemy wants you to look at the natural and speak what you see. But God's word is calling for you. Do you hear it? The Holy Ghost is wooing you. Will you come? Or will you cave to the flesh of the day? The text, the Facebook, the TV, you know, the project. I got to clean that drawer out or whatever it is. Or I got to make amends with somebody. If that's the Holy Ghost, do it. But if it's not, leave the flesh alone. See, the truth of the matter is God really first? What are you looking at? See, if it's really him first, Everything else comes out of him. And see, where we have trouble is we say God's first, but our flesh does the things of the flesh in the flesh. And because we're spirit man, there's this war that goes on inside of us. We can win the war by submitting our flesh, subduing it, and saying, you know what? I am going to choose on this day to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I'm going to believe all this stuff is just going to come. God's going to take care of it. And if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're seeking him. So think about sowing seeds. We sowed seeds earlier in here. When you sow into him, he sows into you. The measure you use is measured back at you. Whoa. Some of you are having trouble because you haven't sown any time into the Holy Spirit. You haven't sown any time into the Word. And it won't work any other way. You can't expect a tomato to grow or an ear of corn to grow if you don't sow seed. Now, some of you are waiting for the birds of the air to drop the seed and hope you get the harvest. That's not the right way. That's a corrupt system. And we laugh at it. What do they call those? When a seed grows and there's strays or something, you know? Yeah. Volunteers. There's a volunteer and we think, ooh, wahoo, we got a blessing. And maybe it was, but you know what? Where's the abundance? I want the crop. I want the cream of the crop. Not because I deserve it, but because he provides. He's my dad. He's my father. Some of you have had bad dads. I'm going to tell you something. You can cut that line right now and cut that baggage and just go to the true father. Quit looking at the copy and go to the man, the image of the living God, and position yourself as his daughter or son. Some of you have bad relationships with family members. Cut the bloodline. Cut it right now. If it's harmful, step out of it. Move away from it. I'm going to tell you, there was a season in my life when God was teaching me boundaries. I had to pull away from family, my external family. They all thought I was nuts, and I probably was, but it was good that I walked away with the Lord and said, what are you saying today about this matter? And he'd say this or this or this. And now years later, fast forward, because I sowed the time into his presence, they come to me for words of wisdom. They come to me. When I speak, they listen now. In the old days, they rolled their eyes. There's a difference, and it's called the substance of God. The substance of God for every one of us. I'm drawn to his presence. I am hungry for more of him. I'm not going to settle. I will not settle. He put that in every one of us. It's called the resurrection spirit. It's called contended spirit. Call it whatever you want. The tenacity, whatever you want. But you know what? It's of him. He has created us to win. He put that in us. We're not losers. Some of you are looking at your life going, well, my bank account is low. I'm divorced. My kids don't like me. I have no job. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm fighting with my spouse. You know, I'm being threatened with eviction, whatever. I'm going to tell you something. That's all flesh. And that's what you're focusing on, and that's what you're going to get. It's lies. It's deception. See, here's the truth of the matter. The truth, truth, truth. You are royalty. That can't be argued with. That's solid in the Word of God. You're an heir to the promises, solid in the Word of God. There is no lack in the body of Christ. Jesus proved that when he took the fish and the loaves as a demonstration. There was leftovers. When he made the wine, turned the water into wine, there was more than enough. See, those are pictures for us to look at, to grow our faith in. See, God has laid it out, but we're like, wah, 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 wah. And we've fallen into deception. I'm here to do the Holy Ghost slap tonight. Woof! In a good, godly way. You ever get disciplined by the Holy Spirit? I love his correction. Now, some people are like, that's because you've been corrected the wrong way by the wrong father. The counterfeit. And you filter through your emotions, which you would, because you're hurting. But I'm going to tell you something. If you can ask the Holy Spirit to show you truth, he will, and he does. And then it's like, oh, that's correction. I love that. Thank you, Jesus. And correction becomes direction and course manifestation. It's important. And see, that's why the enemy likes to get us distracted with the things in the natural, because he knows how easy it is to connect an emotion to a wound. God is healing the brokenhearted in here tonight. God is healing the deceived in here tonight. God is healing the minds in here tonight. There are people struggling with manifestations of trauma, of abuse, of lack that has caused your mind to actually have like a split in it. I see brains in here and there's like damage to your minds. God's healing that right now. I'm releasing that right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Minds be healed. Minds be healed. Minds be healed. Be whole in the name of Jesus. See, there's a war out for your mind. I'm going to tell you something. I got hit in the head when I was a kid with a golf club and had a concussion. I fell out of a truck, got a concussion. Got in a collision, had another concussion. Do you think the enemy wasn't after my mind? Why? I know why. Amen. 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 Diagnosed as stupid growing up. Learning disorder. Marked. All that stuff. The enemy was behind that. His fingerprints were all over that. Anything that has to do with killing, destroying, deception, stealing, robbing, murder, that's from the enemy. Now, there was a time when I had a battle for my mind. Oh, drug addiction. That was the other one. Drinking a little too much, taking too many pills, mind checked out. If your mind is under attack in here tonight, I'm going to tell you something. God is the resurrector and the healer of the mind. He can do it in a split second. I've seen him do it. I'm a witness of the healing power of Jesus Christ in my mind over and over and over each attack. And here's the good news. When the thief is caught, God repays it sevenfold increase. So I always call on that. I don't go to the enemy because the enemy is a what? He's a liar. Oh, sure, I'll give you 7% more or 10% more. You can have the sevenfold. Yeah, right. First of all, I'd never even talk to a lying devil because they all lie and they're not worth my time. I say, shut up in the name of Jesus. I don't even let them speak. I don't entertain. I watch people casting out. Ooh, wait. The presence and the power of the word. You know, I remember the young days when we'd fast and pray and, you know, they didn't want deliverance. But it was good practice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm older and I'm wiser. Holy Ghost, what do you say? Too many cooks in a pot. I walk away from the pot. Holy Ghost, what's going on here? And I listen and I wait. God's the deliverer, and it's not hard if you want deliverance. And so the question is do you want deliverance? Now here's the thing. I don't know. When deception comes, it comes. It doesn't say, hi, I'm going to deceive you today and you're going to believe deception. It's sly. It starts with a little dart. There's usually a wounding in our heart or our thinking system where it comes in and it just attaches on like a Velcro, you know, sticking like a Velcro, just a little bit. And then pretty soon the other Velcro friends come along. Pretty soon you got this big old knotty ball looking thing. And what happens is they keep whispering and whispering and justifying and justifying. And meanwhile, you got a heart that's sold out to God. Your heart is crying for deliverance. And the Holy Ghost is going, come on, speak. Come on, call out on my name. But there's this fight going on in the spirit. And it's going on inside in your body. And so oftentimes people are clueless to what's going on when somebody needs deliverance. And no condemnation. I've been there, been through it, been and continue. If I have deception, one of my proclamations is show me if I'm deceived in any area, Lord. I want to know. And I remember, you know, he was trying to get me to see deception many years ago. I was believing some false doctrine that had to do with the rapture. And I'm not discussing it with you tonight. But God was trying to get me to see truth. And so I missed it. And so when I'm reading the word, I'm filtering on what I know through a movie I watched, which was called Left Behind. You know, that was my doctrine. Hallelujah. So when any shoes were on the side of the road, was this the day, you know? I'm kidding. But and I'm making light of it because isn't it easy to get deceived? Yeah. See, I'm not pointing you out. I'm showing you. I've been there. And I'm continuing, Lord, deliver me, set me free. So I know there's people in here who have strongholds and who need deliverance. And it's not a dirty word in the church. If we can't do it, who's going to do it? Right. If we're going to go to the doctors don't know nothing. They know the flesh and the natural, and they diagnose and give you drugs and tell you it's going to be okay. Come back in 6 weeks. 6 weeks later, now you have other issues, nightmares and sweats and terrors. And so they go, oh, here, let me give you a pill for that. And then 6 weeks later, you're like, why was I originally here? I don't even remember because my mind's been taken over by the devil. God's freeing his people tonight. God is freeing his people. And there's not one person in here who doesn't need a little more freedom, including myself. So some of you are like, I blew it. I blew it. Yeah, so did I. Hallelujah. Welcome. Come on in. Come on into the blood. Come on into the promises. He can't help you if you stay out. And the enemy's using some of you. Look at your situation. Look at how bad things are. It's never going to get any better. Oh, really? Are you God? No, you're the created being. We need to start taking back the land of our mind. Now, I remember the day when I had no memory. The enemy had taken my mind in the last car accident. Didn't even know I had a family. Nobody knew. I kept quiet because I knew not to say nothing. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. But I had this loneliness in my heart. I couldn't figure it out because I couldn't connect with the Holy Ghost. My vision was gone in the spirit. I had a bad concussion. I was pretty messed up. Stuttered because I had trauma in my brain. My brain was swelling. Did I go to the hospital? Nope. Nope. Should have I? Yep. I should have. But there's that stubbornness in me that he put in me. And I'm going to stand on the word, even though I didn't know what the word was. I'll never forget this. You know, that time when I got hit, every saint was praying for me. I think I went to your house first, yeah. I went to Kim's house. They laid hands on me. I could feel that presence. But my brain was swelling as time went on because I wasn't taking anything. And so I went to the prayer meeting, and I went to the prayer meeting, and I thought, this is what I do on a Friday night? Hang out with a bunch of people, shabba-ba-ba-babin? You know, please tell me my life is more than this. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you where I was at. See, God can heal and deliver. I'm telling you this story for a reason. My mind was gone. God knew this was going to happen. Now, did God allow it? No. But God knew. And this is the really cool thing. Years before, I went to a Holy Ghost meeting, going to these meetings. And you know how you bring, they tape record what you say. And, you know, I'm hearing really good from the Lord. And I don't even need to go up to a line, but I go. And then I go and I get this fleshly word and I get mad because it's not the Holy Ghost. But they're trying. And I take the tape and I throw it in the back seat. And I'm like, Lord, he goes, why do you even go up there? That's for people who can't hear my voice. You hear my voice. I'm like, you're right, I repent. But here's what happened. That tape, the next time, I think the time before or the time after, I don't remember, I went and I went up because this lady was supposed to be really accurate and she prophesied the future. Not in a demonic way, but she said to me, you're in love with Jesus. You don't care if your house burns down. You're in. And that was true. And then she said, there's going to come a day when you're going to need to look in your journals and remember. And there was more to it. And I'm like, what does that mean? That's a stupid word. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When I lost my memory, one of my friends said to me, you keep journals. Go in your journals and find out who you are. And so I opened up the journals and I was like, wow, wow. But I couldn't connect. I couldn't just say, okay, I'm back in. I can see in the spirit again. I can, you know. It was the strangest season of my life. What happened was a couple things. One was there was a strong witchcraft attack against my life, okay? And I remember the day of the car accident. I had just finished a fast. I was contending for some breakthrough. And I was coming home from Woodman's. And I had bought a bottle of communion wine because I was going home to take communion. I was breaking my fast. And I had a major car accident. Spun around. Angels saved my life. You know, I was pushed into the oncoming traffic. And angels put my car off to the side of the road. I made eye contact with the lady that was going to T-bone me head on. Is that T-bone or just head on? Head on. And then angels tipped my car sideways, picked it up and moved it off to the side of the road. And I knew the angels had done that. You know, I knew that. But then my brain swelled, so then I lost my memory. So what I'm telling you is God's ways are always higher than ours. And I had to contend for my mind. Now, one thing I know is I still had faith. Even though I couldn't connect with the Holy Spirit, I couldn't feel the presence, couldn't see in the Spirit, I had faith that God's going to take care of this and he's going to heal me. And he did. It took time. I thought it was 3 days. It was like, I don't know, weeks, months, I don't know. I don't remember because I didn't have a memory. But I remember going to the services and trying to worship and not being able to see. I'm like, something's weird. I just don't know what this is, but I feel like I'm blind. How does this work? And finally, that all came back sevenfold, okay? Because the thief was caught and God repaid. But I'm going to tell you something. I have had to contend for my mind. I've had to contend for it for years. And there was a season in my life when I would do proclamations. I would sit down every morning with my spreadsheet and I would speak. And I still have them on my phone. I don't need them anymore because I have grown through that. And here's the thing. Your proclamation should be changing. For those of you that are doing declarations and proclamations, they should change. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Behold, I give you life. So we're going here tonight because there's people in here that need freedom. But you are the one that has to activate it. I can release, release, release. And I love to release his presence and power. But I'm going to tell you something. You have to maintain what has been given to you. And there's a battle going on for your mind. Busyness of work. Busyness of kids, busyness of everything and anything that you can think of. I don't even have to give you the list. You know, if you stop and look and say, Holy Ghost, what are my distractions? Bing, bang, bang. He'll give you three right away. I made a decision many months ago. I was sitting with the Lord, and I love sowing. You know, I love seed, I love time, and I love harvest. And I made a decision. I said, Holy Ghost, I'm going to sow. There's 24 hours in a day. I'm going to sow 2 hours and 40 minutes. Every day, specifically, 10%, specifically into whatever you want. And he gave me a plan. And so I broke it up because that's a long time to sit if you have life to live. And so first thing, last thing, and a block in the middle. And I can do that because of my work schedule. And do I do it every day? No. But what happens is I try. I show up. But because I do it most of the time, I am seeing an increase. And you guys are too. So here's the thing. I want to read you, because some of you are struggling. And I'm going to tell you something. I know God has released, like, lock hands and pray in your families. And you do for 2 days, and then you fall away because of the busyness and the cares. And been there and done that, okay? But I'm telling you, there's power when two agree. There's power when there's unity in the family. If you have strife in your family, lock hands with your family members and declare God's word out loud. One scripture, and you'll feel the atmosphere change, and you'll feel your hearts come together as one. And I'm going to demonstrate it tonight, as we're going to do it. Let's see. I didn't plan on doing this, but when we were worshiping, I saw this. It's the very last one in here. And here's the thing. When I was dealing with my mind, these are the declarations that I used to say. My mind is dedicated to God, causing my mind to be conformed to his will and word and thinking. And then I would think on it, and I'd see it. See, I wouldn't just read it as a list to get done so I can go out and do the next task. My mind is sharp. My mind is spiritually powerful and is active and healthy. My mind is created to cause things to come into being. I love my mind, and my mind loves God. Lord, give me power to match your mind. My mind, and these are scriptures I've pulled, you know, and I've tweaked them. My mind is renewed every day. My mind increases and grows daily. My mind is under divine subjection. I look carefully how I walk. I live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent. I make the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity. So there's just I don't even know what year this was done. Now, am I there? Did I walk through that? Yeah. Do I see victory? Yeah. There was a time when I couldn't even remember what I did yesterday or last week. My mind is sharp. and accurate. And it's not because I'm great. It's because I declare it. And I'm telling you, there's a battle going on in here, and it's up to us to stand firm. Think about this. We came to an aha moment. You know, if you minister, if you have a calling on your life, you can bet there's an attack. There's an assignment against you. There are people that are evil in this world that get great pleasure in the perverseness of causing pain to believers. We've read the books of The Witch That Switched. We've read the books of I can't think of that other one, that very powerful man. He was like the high witch, whatever they're called. What? I don't know. And then that Christian woman in the coffee shop who prayed for him? Is that the one? Okay, so this guy, looking like a witch, acting like a witch, very powerful in the demonic realm, walks into a coffee shop, and there's a Christian drinking coffee, and she says, I'm going to pray for that man. And she prays for him, not in front of him, but just starts praying for him. Every day she prays for him. Well, I'm going to tell you something. He ended up switching. How did it happen? I don't remember because it was a long time ago when I read the book. Powerful book. Here's the thing. Witches show up. They go to their meetings. They do their thing. And they're persistent. Now, they have no power. They have no power, but yet they walk in power. How does that work? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They are speaking death. And it comes. If they speak life, that would come. See, this scripture isn't just for believers. It's a system that God put into this earth for us to use. Here we go. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, I don't want you all to start going on a witch hunt and worrying about is your neighbor the witch or not. That's not what this is about. I'm going to tell you something. They're persistent. So are the Muslims. They get up. How many times a day do they pray? 5 times? How many times a day are we praying? No condemnation. No condemnation. I'm going to tell you something. We must develop our spiritual muscles, or they will be taken away by default. You either are moving forward or moving backwards. System that God put in place. Is it fair? It's a system. It's not fair. It's a system. Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. This is so simple, many of us miss it. And I have missed it for many years. You know, I'd go through, I'm going to proclaim and do my declarations. I hear good teaching. I'm going to do it. And I do it 3 days and then I forget. I'm going to tell you something. There's a season. There's an anointing to push through. God is almost like blowing us into this because he wants us to take the land back from the enemy. How do we do it? With our words, with our prayers, and showing up to vote. I'm going to tell you something. Holly and I started doing declarations together many months ago. So we were noticing some physical attack. And Holly was sitting with the Lord, and she's like, how are they even possible? They have no power. How are they able to have an impact? And we noticed, like, after some strong meetings, there'd be a lot of attack. We're like, how can this even be? You know, they see in the spirit, okay? Just because you don't doesn't mean anything. They do. So how it was happening, and the Lord said to her, well, they're persistent. They show up. They're persistent. You know, how often are you praying about this? And so she started thinking about it. She's like, I'm going proactive. And so she started doing these declarations. And then I'm like, hey, I want to do them too because they're powerful. And we started seeing, you know, it started off with 15 minutes. I think we're up to almost an hour with our proclamations because it's no longer about us. It's about his kingdom. And isn't that the better way? It's about the body of Christ. Isn't that what God wants? See, when we're young, it's like, Lord, bless me. Lord, I want a car. Lord, I want a house. Lord, I want a wife. I want a husband. I want kids. I want money. I want nah. But then there comes a point where it's, Lord, what do you want? What, Lord, you've given me salvation. You've given me, you know, freedom from the bondage of sin and death. Thank you. What can I do for you? Oh, speak my word. So here's the thing. We're going to go through some of this. And I'm doing this because I'm waking us up. I'm telling you, if you can get a hold of this, it's going to change your life. And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to want to do it because the flesh doesn't want to do it. It's like diet and exercise. You know, but if it's done by the Spirit, it's the power of life. And so we want to do it by the power of the Spirit. And so if you can say, Holy Ghost, help me, he does. And then there's the anointing to do this. And so do we do it every day? 99.9. Okay, was it like that before? No, but we're seeing such power. It's like, let's do it. Let's do it. You know, and how do I do it? People ask me, when do you do your declarations? Do you do it when you're still in bed? Do you do it when you wake up? Nope. I make my coffee, and I sit down, and I let my eyes open up, and I start to, you know, well, I look at my phone and go, whoa, and then I go, okay, you know, Lord, I'm going to focus on you. And then I spend time praying and getting his heart for the day. And then I say, okay, we better do these. And so then we do them, you know. And so we sit together, and we speak these out loud. This is our first one, and I'm going to have you, I want you to repeat this after me, okay? This is not even it. This is a teaching. Huh. Good thing I got another one. I was going to give you some, but these are, this is like a teaching that I have no idea what that's about. Okay. I want you all to say this after I do. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might. And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise you and your glorious name. Now, do you feel what just happened in here? Can you feel that? Right about now, I'm weeping. When I'm doing this, I'm like, because his goodness comes upon me. If you're awake, if you're in a bad spot and you start glorifying the King of Kings, you all that's going to happen is it's going to wash away. I don't have a job. I got child support. I need my toes. Yeah. It washes all that stuff away. It's like, in your hand is to make great. It builds us up. You feel how it built you up? Some of you are defeated and down, but did you feel the countenance change inside you? It was like the Holy Ghost was going, yeah, that a girl. So here's the next one. I want you to say this. We're not going to go through them all. Lord, we come together in agreement this day to ask your will upon the upcoming presidential primaries and election. We declare that only the person of your choice will be the next president. We declare that evildoers will not succeed in the election process, whether they be candidates or media. Every evil work is cursed. and brought to light.
Any unjust media
coverage
is exposed and removed.
Okay, and then there's a bunch more. That's powerful. That's powerful. Now, if... Okay, I will. He wants me to read you one more. It might not be on here. I'm going to read you the one about partners. This is only part of it. See, we couldn't put it all in because it's just too much and we don't want you to... Our partners are blessed financially, physically, financially, and spiritually, and walk in abundance. Every partner grows strong in their personal relationships to God, personal relationship to God. They hear his voice clearly and grow in grace and the knowledge of God. Yeah, every day we pray that over our partners, plus more. And then from there, we're like, we pray for our intercessors, and some of our partners are intercessors. So then we're like, bless the intercessors. And we lift up so-and-so. And we declare healing and wholeness of the body. And we just go to town. That's why it started off as this short thing, but it's turned into this powerful tornado cloud. And I'm going to tell you something. We're laughing at the fruit of this. The Lord keeps adding, but then we keep seeing the victory. So something comes off, and then something comes on. And we're seeing the fruit, tangible fruit from these proclamations. You know, one of them is, I'll just be real honest with you, one of them is our partnerships grow and our we're believing for a certain amount of partners. I'm telling you, like, since we've started this, three of our partners have doubled their amounts. It's like, we just laugh. We're like, this is from this. And we're not doing it to manipulate. We're doing it to power the gospel because we're going places and we need people to come with us. And so this is one that has been in my heart, and I've been saying this for a long time. The Holy Ghost gave me this. Keep my heart circumcised, fresh and new. I want you guys to say this. Keep my heart circumcised, fresh and new. Baptize me with your love, power, and fire, with signs and wonders following. We pray for our family members every day. By name. We have a good, solid prayer team that loves to pray and intercede. We have people that keep us covered and protected in prayer. They are greatly rewarded for doing this. We pray for them as well. Because they are faithful to help us, God sees to it that they walk in perfect health and abundance in Jesus' name. For those of you that pray for us, we are sowing that into you, and we believe for the manifestations. So I want to just say a couple things. It's easier to do this with a buddy to help you from falling off of doing it. Now, I'm not saying that's the best way. If you're married and your spouse is in walking with you, make a commitment to do this together. The enemy hates it, and I'm telling you, what are you believing God for? Because that's what you're going to get. If you're believing him for nothing, you're going to get nothing. But if you're believing for your family members to be saved or your backsliding spouses to be in right order, you know, back in, I'm telling you, we're seeing God move, and it's because we declare and decree his wishes into the earth. What are his wishes into the earth? What's his desire into the earth? If you've got, I'm telling you, the Lord has been telling me this for years. Frame the word. Frame the word. I'm like, frame the word. Yeah, what does that mean? And I'd get scriptures and I'd study them and I'd meditate on them. I really believe this is more about declaring the framework of where you're going in God. It's like building a house. If you don't have the blueprints, you don't know where the rooms are going to be and you don't know how it's going to be laid out. So it's important to be there and show up and then release it every day. Here I am again. I'm releasing the word. And when you do that, those are seeds, seeds, seeds. And we don't know when, but sometime the harvest comes. So faint not.